From Mordor to Hogwarts to Gotham, the nerds have come together to create a show for nerds by nerds. Join nerds doing nerd things as they talk about all things nerdy. Stay up to date on the show by liking the Nerds Doing Nerd Things Facebook page.
What's going on, nerds? Welcome to tonight's special of Nausicaä, where AJ will compare Nausicaä to Eliza Thornberry. Because it's going to happen. He's going to shake his head no over there, but it's going to happen.
But you even said, I could see how you got there. You're wrong, but I could see how you got there.
I absolutely could see how you got there. Behind me is my wonderful husband, Will. What is with the red decor between you two? Like, did you decide to color coordinate or something?
Oh, baby.
And of course, we have the illustrious Rob.
Hello!
And you know my co-host, AJ. Wait, where did you go?
You forgot to mention what your background was last week. Do you want to mention it now?
Me?
Yes.
Yes, you.
All right, so Turner Classic Movies, an American TV channel, is a very special channel because it runs old movies without commercials.
It's fantastic.
And when I was young, they decided to do an entire thing on Studio Ghibli. Like, all day for that day, they ran every single Studio Ghibli movie. I missed most of it because it was during the day, and I was at school.
Bummer.
But I came back from school, and I caught this movie. This is my first Studio Ghibli movie.
Isn't it the first Studio Ghibli movie?
It is the first Studio Ghibli movie. It was not my first Studio Ghibli movie. Mine was Spirited Away, but
mine was Kiki's.
And while I was watching this, I was like, oh, this is great. But I can't walk away, and I really need to take a piss because there's no commercials.
Just hit pause. Oh, wait, you're old. We're old. We didn't have a pause
you
button.
You see the gray? Do you see the gray?
I let mine grow out, and I just, you know, pluck the grays.
I can't do that. It would hurt too much. So after Nausicaä and the Valley of the Wind, I'm like, that's great, take a piss, came back, and suddenly they're all speaking Japanese, and I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, did they run the English and I was gonna say they went from English to sub congruently?
So that night I watched the entirety of Studio Ghibli up to that point in Japanese. And then they started doing it in English, and I'm like, well, I guess I'm here for this as well. And I hated myself the next day, because I still had school.
So, my mom and I have this trend where we tend to watch movies that don't, like, have high ratings. And I don't even know how my mom found it, but my first movie was Spirited Away. And she, I swear to God, she picks things up for me that she's like, oh, Susie will find this really entertaining. And buys them for me, and they end up being something that I love. I don't know how she does it. She's like magic.
It's called your mother.
Every time, without fail, she always finds something that I'm gonna love on in a movie. But this was my all-time favorite. To the point, so much so that I have these giant volumes of the manga that was written for this.
I've seen them. They are impressive.
Yes. So, Will.
Yes.
Would you like to start us off with your review of Nausicaä? In more than three words.
Trying to think.
Okay.
It was interesting. Mainly because, like, I hadn't seen it until we saw it in theater, just because I never had a chance. And it was very weird.
When did you see it in theaters?
Ghibli Fest.
That didn't answer my question.
I'm trying to remember exactly when.
Probably one of the times that it was put into the AMCs.
Oh, it's always in the AMCs.
Yeah, I just don't
Ghibli Fest
when.
Is always in AMC. Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was AMC. I don't exactly remember when, but it was 1 year. We went to see it in the theater for Ghibli Fest, and
I love Ghibli Fest. Ghibli Fest is awesome.
I like the post-apocalyptic vibes it had. I kind of like the weird creature things. And I like Nausicaa as a character herself. I thought she was a pretty good character.
I thought she was a badass.
Indeed, she was.
Rob, you want to give us your quick review?
So, Nausicaa is my number two movie, and I love her as a character. And I love the forest design. This is right at the beginning of his career.
Which forest?
The poison forest.
Okay.
Not the underground forest. But I love the poison forest, and I love his insect designs. They just looked so alien, yet you can feel like there's something on Earth about them. And the animation, it is the beginning of his career and the studio's career. So it's old. I think it matches up to anything Disney did at that time as well.
It does.
But the story, it's a visual spectacle to me, but the story feels flat in some areas. The Ohm design looks great. That's the big insects you see that are kind of like
the glass eyes.
The allegory for the forests, essentially. And it has a bit of a heavy-handed environmental message.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've seen other things do better, but at least it wasn't like Fern Gully bad. Like hit you in the head with that sledgehammer. Poison is bad for the environment.
What's funny is we're covering Fern Gully later this year.
Princess Mononoke does that better than Nausicaa.
Yeah, you could see a lot of this has the root formula for all of the Studio Ghibli films to come. You could see a lot of Grave of the Fireflies here.
Yeah.
And a bit of Laputa as well.
I catch the Laputa.
The giant monster that blows everyone up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I love, and again, this is going to be a staple for Studio Ghibli films afterwards, but the giant ship designs, they're fantastical.
They look like something out of Fallout.
Yeah, it's a neo-futurist.
Yeah, I'll let AJ go, because I have a couple of points that Rob mentioned that I will touch on.
So I really don't have a lot here. I liked how it's pretty much post-apocalyptic, and it's kind of where the Earth went into full survival mode and made it areas where the humans can't go. The insects, absolutely gigantic. Some of them were, I think, bigger than I want them to be because bugs.
You have to bet half of this was Australia.
Galapagos Islands or Madagascar. But I really liked Nausicaa's character. You know, I like that, you know, her by the end of the movie realizes that they can coexist with everything. And the humans being angry at the bugs makes the bugs angry at the humans. And then everything is fucked up. And then by the end of it, she goes into full superhero mode. And I think the old lady said it. It was like, everything's calm. Everything is okay. We're not gonna die. But yeah, I thought the movie was okay. I found myself kind of bored through some of it. But that was kind of led on to me last week that I was either really going to be into it or going to be kind of mid. Yeah.
There's really no in between for this
movie. But I didn't hate it. I just found myself a little bored with it. It's an hour and 54 minutes, but I really like Nausicaa's character. Yeah, you know, I had Susie rip me a new one. I was like, she's literally Elijah Thornberry.
Did she rip me a new one?
You did.
I did. I only because you were sick.
Yeah. All right, Susie, go ahead.
When did I rip you a new one about this?
I don't know. I was just making fun.
Are you missing me? I don't appreciate this. I've been messed with all week. All week at work, I've been messed with.
Okay, and I'm your best friend. Yeah, what's going to stop me from messing with you?
That's true.
I messed with Will while he was playing Pokemon this weekend.
Well, someone needed to.
Yes. Especially the old guy.
So this is my...
What? Will did very good this weekend against people severely older than him.
We need to give you a youth handicap?
No, it was this guy who was there, and he the only reason why he entered was that his son said he would do work for him. Would do electrical work for him. So he entered. So that was the only reason why he was there. But he had an actual competitive team. And,
well, okay then.
Actually, piloted it. I should like. The part where he kept asking, why are you switching? Why do you keep switching out your Palafin? And I'm like, do you not know what Palafin does?
All right, Suze.
The answer is no.
So this is my favorite movie, and like I can see where AJ's and Rob's commentary come in, like where it's slow at parts so you can get bored. I do have to say though that if you get the chance to read the enormous thing that is that manga, do it. It fills in a lot of the gaps that the movie has because you can only cram so much into a 2-hour movie. I do think though if it was any longer, it would be worse. I see where you get the Eliza Thornberry. And the only reason I disagree with, or at least I wouldn't consider her Eliza Thornberry, is because the old lady also can feel the emotions of the insects and understand them.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I did like is that, you know, yes, she's the princess, but she always tried to do right by not just her people, but also the insects. Because to her, insects were their living beings too. So I do have to say that for me, the character that stole the show was her fox.
I liked that fox literally reminded me of Mia because the first thing the fox did was bite you. Then it liked you?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's my favorite movie. Like, I will watch this over and over again. I don't get bored with it at all. I mean, I do find some movies boring, but, like, this one... I don't know. I like the slow moments.
What'd you think of The Poisonous Forest and her just taking off the mask? Because I thought that was such a badass move by her. It was like, I am not afraid.
Oh, it was absolutely a badass move. And she knew what the repercussions would be by her taking off the mask. And mm-hmm. she did it. And she mainly do it to show her own people that calm down. Everything's going to be okay. You need to stop having a panic attack.
We're all gonna die.
We're all gonna die. So, do we have anything else we want to add before we go into Nerd Report?
Patrick Stewart was in this movie.
So was Shia LaBeouf and Uma Thurman.
Shocking.
So was Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill was in it. And I heard his... Patrick Stewart and Mark Hamill are two voices that I can... pick up out of nowhere. And I was like, Okay, that's Patrick Stewart.
You will notice.
Why do I hear Luke Skywalker? Oh shit, it is Luke Skywalker.
You will notice, going through all of the Ghibli films that we're going through, of the level of all-star casts that were cast for these movies. Like, it's fucking nutty.
I mean, so far Spirit Away has the cake with that, though. Unless you're gonna give it to this. Oh, we haven't gotten to the good one yet, have we? I'm excited then.
Yeah. No, they have a lot of good ones. I think the only thing that I would add for this one is that if you like post-apocalyptic like genres, this is one to check out. However, keep in mind that this is not everyone's cup of tea. You're gonna love it. You're gonna hate it. You're gonna feel meh about it. Like, it's just, it's everywhere for everyone.
I definitely didn't hate it. Definitely didn't love it. It was more middle of the road for me. It's something I might watch again if I'm around you guys and you guys have it on.
Which is entirely likely.
Yeah. So, before we head into the Nerd Report, Susie, what are we celebrating this weekend that I just showed you merch for?
Oh, our Nerd's 30th anniversary.
We have merch. We got t-shirts that say that. Actually, let me go grab it for you wonderful people. Kind of hard to see. I'll back up a little bit. But it came out pretty good. That's the back with our normal front. They come in 5 colors. This is one of them, and I actually think this is either mine. I think it might be mine. I don't know. Maybe Susie's. I don't know. I don't remember what color Susie wanted.
I don't either.
But yeah, we got merch. Go check it out in the link below. We need to sell some of that stuff because once it goes, it's gone. Can't get any.
I'm also going to preemptively wish a wonderful supporter of ours a happy birthday. His birthday is coming up, and it will come up before our next podcast. My dad's birthday is coming up.
Oh, I was like, Mikey's was last week.
Yeah, we forgot Mikey, so happy birthday, Mikey, but also happy birthday, my dad. His birthday is coming up this weekend.
So let's get into the Nerd Report. Do we want to start with Will's thingy?
I'd rather start with Tina Turner. That's the most depressing.
Yeah, but I know it's the most depressing, but I wasn't sure if Will was going to be able to hold it in.
I can hold it.
He can hold it. He can hold it, because if he doesn't hold it...
What? What will happen?
No.
Rob, we need to look away. We're about to see a murder.
I'm good solitaire running.
don't worry.
I'll be right back.
The illustrious Tina Turner has passed away, so that kind of hurts.
That was
a lot.
Out of the blue.
Yeah, it was out of the blue. She was. There's not enough things to say about Tina Turner. She was phenomenal in so many ways.
Well, so. Now she can go fuck up Ike up there. Everybody's watching that fight now. Go to sleep. All right, Will. I heard you want to talk about Spider-Man.
Well, let's actually cover the thing.
Yeah, but there was only a couple good things in that.
Wake me up when you're done.
She's so mean.
I mean, yes. But we've known this for years.
There was nothing in this for me. Absolutely nothing in this for me.
I thought you liked Final Fantasy. You don't like Final Fantasy.
I don't like Final Fantasy. Not only do I not like Final Fantasy, I can't play Final Fantasy. It pisses me off.
No. Oh. Was there really nothing in that at all?
There was nothing in this for me.
Ugh. Interesting. What happened?
Context for people who don't know. Sony did their PlayStation showcase yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
E3 is no longer happening. I don't think E3 is ever going to happen again anymore. I think E3 is gone.
Yeah, it's gone. Which I'm perfectly okay with, because the last 5 or 6 years, PlayStation has done their own thing, Nintendo's done their own thing, and Microsoft has, have they done their own thing?
Up until COVID, all three of them showed up to E3 and had a presentation at E3.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo didn't do it, I think, the year before COVID, and then every developer stopped doing it with COVID, and then just decided not to come back. It was more lucrative for them just to do their own little showcase thing.
Yeah.
So PlayStation did theirs. So we got, oh boy, Street Fighter VI. I did not realize Street Fighter VI literally came out in like a week.
Yeah.
Did they like at all ever show a release date for Street Fighter VI? Because I don't remember ever seeing a release date for Street Fighter
VI. No, we only got character trailers, I think.
See, you guys are funny. Yeah. I never cared about Street Fighter. I thought we were going to see a Mortal Kombat thing.
We have watchers who care. Like,
we already have the Mortal Kombat.
See, I thought James was a Mortal Kombat fan. I didn't know he liked Street Fighter.
Well, isn't everything. If it is a fighting game, he plays it.
The only one that he doesn't is Guilty Gear.
Yeah, Guilty Gear is like the only fighting game I've never seen James play.
I don't even know what that one is.
I won't even pick up Guilty Gear.
It's a weird anime one. I don't really understand it, but it exists.
Destiny's got their final DLC coming out.
Yeah, they also are making a whole new game called Marathon. It's like a bike rider where you're like riding through a bike and doing combat things, and I don't think. VR2 showed off Resident Evil VR, Beat Saber.
I might get the VR just for the Resident Evil one.
Bruh, it's $550.
I might wait for it to go cheaper.
Yeah.
That's what we're waiting for.
Or at least a bundle for the same price. Because
I want Beat Saber.
With the new songs?
We own Beat Saber, so it's just, we need the new VR for it.
Or just get it for your computer and clean off that area.
Because technically the PC VR, the ones that are geared for PC, are actually relatively the same price, and we can set up more room for the PlayStation one than I can for this.
Yeah, my only thing is with the one for the PC, you could import your own music.
That's why I like the PC one better.
True, but that's never been a huge,
like, do the whole half hour of Fantasmic.
Oh my god,
the workout.
I'm trying to think, because there was a bunch of things I didn't pay attention to, some things that look cool. There's like a new like heisty game, some alien invasion multiplayer game, Alan Wake 2.
I was excited for
it. I saw that and I popped.
I watched one of our old friends play it. Alan Wake 2, I didn't know it was Alan Wake 2 until they showed his face.
Yeah.
So there was this, there was another one with this invasion game. It was something too, but it was like with Helldivers and stuff like that. I don't remember. It's a sequel.
Helldivers 2. It's Helldivers 1. I think it was supposed to be a Halo clone, but it instead became a Starship Troopers clone.
Oh, got it.
And you could definitely tell that it has a super Starship Troopers vibe to it. Yeah. Are you going to mention the best knockoff game to date? Foam Stars.
Oh, with thinking it, I thought it was Splatoon.
Yeah, it's a Splatoon ripoff.
That is literally what it is. It's a character. However, this one does look, and it is interesting because it looks like a more character based version.
A hero shooter version of
Splatoon. Yeah, a hero version of Splatoon, which seems interesting, but still,
it's volumetric based too. So
the developers of Wakfu are doing a new. I don't think this one showed up in the showcase. I just remembered offhand, but I think it's coming on console. Wakfu's doing a new game, basically the same format, just. Mm-hmm. I guess it takes place in the future or something like that. It's like,
yeah, that's been announced about 2 years ago. They were doing that. They do everything in a millennium year gap, so it's Dofus, Wakfu, and then this new one. Yeah. It's all the same timeline.
Yeah. And then at the end of this whole thing, we got 10 minutes worth of Spider-Man 2 footage.
Now, when's that come out? This fall?
That's all we have, is that it's fall. Playable symbiote suit. Full functioning symbiote suit.
Hold on, can we talk about before that? Kraven?
I honestly was like, when that trailer started, they were like, we got one last thing, and then it started playing, and I saw that, I was like, this isn't Spider-Man. Oh, we're not seeing anything on Spider-Man? That's whack. And then I saw Kraven, I was like, oh, never mind. I'm dumb. This is Spider-Man.
Which, by the way, is the only reason I would even pick up the Spider-Man controller to play it.
Is Kraven? Really?
Yep.
So it looks like the main villain, so like where the first game, the main villain was the demons, because that was the majority of the game. Like, yes, we had the Doc Ock as like the fun.
The Sinister Six.
Yeah, well, Doc Ock and the Sinister Six were like the finale villain. The villain that takes place of the, like, let's say 50% of the game was the demons and Mr. Negative. It is nice to probably assume here that Kraven will be in that slot if they're going with a similar formula. You'll start with fighting like a low-grade villain, like kind of taking them down.
I think they expanded New York, too.
To like a big villain, which
yeah, you're going to Queens.
I think they made New York bigger instead of just Manhattan this time.
Yeah, I think so, too. Because you have Miles at fully... Miles is fully playable here.
And it looked like they have like a GTA thing where you could switch almost at any time.
Maybe... Yeah, I think that was a thing that was like supposed to happen or something. I don't know. Because it was like a prompt to switch. Like they were prompted to switch to Miles.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to wait and find out. I'm really excited for it.
But the probably the end game villain here will probably be Venom.
Oh, after they get him off the super suit?
Even more so, because we have to remember the final like credit scene from Spider-Man where it looked like Harry already had a symbiote on him.
Mm-hmm.
So either this is going to end up being either there are two Venoms right now, or the one on Harry is actually Carnage.
I didn't think about that one. That would be cool.
That's really fucking scary if they're going to have Carnage in this game.
No, I was thinking of something else. I think they're going to introduce more Clintars in this game.
Ooh, if they do a whole like symbiote, like if they do literally
a symbiote saga.
Yeah, I mean they did it. They did it in Maximum Venom in the XD show. So I mean,
that XD show is badass too. I'm so upset that it didn't go further. That they cut it off right there.
So there are two other games I was looking at. The first was the Metal Gear Solid remake.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I had no clue that was Metal Gear Solid until he came out of the water.
And Dragon's Dogma 2.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I kinda feel bad that I kinda ignored Dragon's Dogma 2 there, but I never played Dragon's Dogma 1, so I didn't really care. But I forget that all my friends are like have like raging hard-ons for Dragon's Dogma.
Yeah, that was my cocaine for a while. I loved Dragon's Dogma. Oh my god. Right now I have a character I was playing it a few days ago where I essentially made the Hulk Hogan. and with like the deepest voice. It's hilarious. So Dragon's Dogma 2, and it looks like they gave it the super treatment. And there was also like a they made like a Wuxia game, like the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon type thing, mm-hmm. where you'll die in 66 days.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. What are you looking for, my heart?
I was secretly hoping that was Neo 3.
I was thinking, because I know nothing, Ghost of Tsushima 2.
too early for that.
No, a little too early for that.
Again, I know nothing.
And for a second, I was like, ooh, Sekiro 2? And then the developer symbols came up, and I was like, oh, no, FromSoft, so we're good.
Which I'm also kind of surprised Susie didn't chime up there with a Game of Thrones reference there. You know nothing, AJ. Jon Snow.
Drink enough, sorry.
Liar.
Dude, the saying is I drink and I know things. You clearly don't drink enough if you don't know anything.
And then the newest game in the Assassin's Creed series, Assassin's Creed Mirage, which brings it back to original formula. We're going back to the Middle East during that time, and it's like they're bringing back the classic gameplay. Looks yeah. like. I will have to wait until I see more gameplay.
Yeah, they're back in the, it's, did you play the new one? The one where they're in Ireland?
No.
Well, they're back in Egypt with one of the characters from Valhalla, called Basim. Hmm. And he was a pretty badass character in Valhalla. So this is going to be interesting, because he was brutal. He was really brutal.
Yeah, he was that guy that was with the assassin, or was the assassin that trained Edgar and whatever the.
Yeah, and another one that's coming out, and I'm sure no one else here has played it. The Talos Principle 2. I loved the first one, but oh my god, am I bad at it?
It's like me at a lot of games.
It hurts my. It's a puzzle game.
Again, I stand by with what I said.
And this one is looking like it is. This developer goes so hard on these games
mm-hmm.
with no right to. Like the joke game he made back like last year.
Yep.
That was essentially one long dick joke. Still looked too amazing. And this one's looking just the same.
So. With everything from the Sony showcase, was it a hit for everything altogether? Was it a hit? Was it mid? Or were you expecting more?
I was disappointed.
Yeah, I was kind of mid.
No gameplay. Barely any gameplay in any of this. So
I was, mid. If anything, I was happy to see Spider-Man, and that was it. That was it. I was expecting gameplay and with a couple other things. But yeah, I think they're like, hey, you mostly knew about a lot of these, but here are some cool trailers. I don't know. Yeah. Will?
The only thing that really impressed me that entire thing was Spider-Man. It was like the only thing I'm literally like watching all these and going like I literally could care less.
Yeah. Rob, what about you before we close up shop?
Yeah, very mid. I'm a guy who needs to see gameplay and a lot of it from any title that they show so that I can, you know, understand what the hell I'm looking at. A cinematic trailer does nothing for me.
Yeah.
And you got a lot of cinematic trailers, but nothing really showing what's going on. We got like that 2D into 3D puzzle platformer guy with like the sword.
Oh, the,
the cat one.
Yeah.
And oh, I thought you were
no. That's that a different one. Different one. The storybook
guy, the night guy.
Yeah.
So do we have anything else we want to talk about with the Nerd Report? Because that was basically it for me.
One more thing.
Uh-oh.
And it's something that AJ brought to my attention. What are your thoughts on the trailer that dropped about Invasion?
Oh. I am really excited for that because if you thought you knew who people were before... they could be aliens instead.
I'm really happy that it's a series and not a movie.
I'm really happy that some things that we're going to throw at as series, because there's going to be so much that they can do with an 8-episode or 6-episode series that they can't do with a 2-hour movie.
Okay, can we just touch on real quick? Nick Fury without his eye patch.
Looks weird as shit.
Right? But now you see what's underneath the eye patch, and I'm like, they put a lot of thought into this.
Mother flurkin.
I wonder if we're actually going to get LMDs.
LMDs?
life model decoys.
I would assume so. I would 100% assume so. You could see it in the trailer.
And I'm also wondering if we're going to get ROM Space Knight.
Will, have
no
you
one
seen
knows
the...
what the fuck that is.
No, no.
I'm interested in the way they're going about it. Because the secret invasion / secret wars timeline I know of, they couldn't do here because the heroes who died in the Infinity War were made public. Because in the Secret War, Secret Invasion timeline I know of, the Skrulls took the place of the heroes who died before it was made public that they were dead.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically another Marvel Civil War, and the general public really thought that some of the heroes went into villain, like the heroes that weren't Skrulls were villains because they just started attacking the other heroes because they knew that they weren't who they were, and they were really good at passing off that they were who they were not.
I think I remember a scene where Deadpool was abjectly confused at what he was seeing.
That takes a lot.
Yeah. Deadpool was like, wait, I killed you. One of the panels was, wait, I killed you myself. How are you here?
All right, Rob, where can people find you?
Why'd you have to ask me first?
Because
I don't even know where I am now. I'm in front of a freaking billboard. Get me away from this man. He's going to hit me in the head.
Gong! Will, where can people find you?
People can find me on the net playing the objectively worse Mega Man Battle Network.
All right, Susie.
You guys can find me at the Food Truck Festival on Saturday.
Ooh, yeah,
that's
gonna be
fun. Yeah, I'm ready to be fat.
Fat.
Like, fun. Booyah.
I'm quarantined. Not because of COVID, but because of other people being sick.
All right, and here's Mr. Rob Paulson for me.
Hey, you guys, this is 625 here from Lilo and Stitch. Some people think of me as AJ Coppola. I don't care. Just follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, Twitch at NDTA Jalastar 15, and Xbox and PSN at AJ All-Star 15. I should have said AJ All-Star, but I'm a sandwich maker. What the hell do I know? Do yourself a favor. Go get yourself a hot fudge marshmallow tuna fish and ham sandwich. All right? Take care of yourself. Goodbye.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. Susie, what do we got next week?
Looking at something completely different.
Oh, well. Oops.
I'm pretty sure it's the third anniversary show.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
Shit. Okay, cool. Join us for our third anniversary show. Go check out our merch. Go buy some merch. Everything will help come back to the channel with getting other people better equipment along with myself. So, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
From Mordor to Hogwarts to Gotham, the nerds have come together to create a show for nerds by nerds. Join nerds doing nerd things as they talk about all things nerdy. Stay up to date on the show by liking the Nerds Doing Nerd Things Facebook page.